We're talking now on our Coach's Corner program with West Hancock head boys basketball coach Jay Hiscox. And Coach, let's go back to your final game there before the Christmas break, as you guys were taking on a Newman Catholic team at Newman, and a team that's got some good weapons, and they're able to just get past you 57-42. Good non-conference test for your team there, Coach.
Yeah, we've played a really competitive schedule against some really high quality teams in that first half of the season, or not first half, but first third of the season, I guess, with all the makeup games we got coming on. But Newman is a really good basketball team. Doug Taylor and Max Burt and Noah Hamilton, all three really experienced guys and highly, highly talented athletes. And, they credit to them. We went to their place and they kind of put it on us in the second quarter. That's on me as a coach to not give our guys some easier looks, especially in that second quarter when the game got away from us. But at halftime, we regrouped. We talked about going a little bit deeper on our bench so we could be more active defensively in spurts. And I think we got all 12 guys into the game in the third quarter just because I wanted to see what we had and change some things up. And there were some positive things we took from that game, especially that second half. And then we're able to roll that into Christmas break and then get a nice start here after the Christmas break. But credit to Newman. They're a really, really good basketball team. But I still like the trajectory of our team. I know at one time in the first half, the four teams we lost to had a combined record of like 24-2 or something like that. We're battle-tested, and now we're coming out of Christmas break and got our basketball legs under us, and going to see what we can do here to make a run at this thing.
Coach, talk to me a little bit about the Christmas break and what the West Hancock Eagles were working on. As you mentioned, sometimes we designate Christmas break as a halfway point, but definitely not this year. What did you guys work on to get ready for the last two-thirds of the season?
Yeah, kind of a, you hit on it, kind of a unique year. I think you tweeted something out with the number of games that teams still have left in the season. I think at the Christmas break, Four Cities only played five. We'd only play at six. And for some teams, I think the break probably came at the wrong time because, they kind of had it rolling before break. And then for other teams, the break probably came at the perfect time. I would say we were one of those teams where that break came at the perfect time. We had some illnesses and things like that and just hadn't really gotten in a good flow through those first six games. So that break really came at a good time. We worked a lot on our offense and then a lot with our defensive pressure looks, and then of course just did a bunch of shooting and conditioning, and just the fact that we were able to practice, get 5 or 6 days of good quality competitive practices together in a row where we could just continually work on things, I think that really, really helped us out, because now once because of all those makeup dates, now once this second half starts, practices are going to be few and far between. So the kids really bought into being attentive and making sure that we were getting better every day in practice over break, whether it be with our defense, offense, shooting, just all the little things. So I was really proud of the kids, how they came in. We're really focused, and we had some really, really high quality practices over Christmas break.
What were a couple of things maybe so far this season that you've seen that are super positives from your team? What are some super positives you've seen from your team so far?
So far, I love the makeup of this team as far as the maturity of this team. Outside of the three guys that played a lot last year, and Rhett and Rylan and Mitchell, we got a lot of inexperience. And I love the fact that the guys understand that it's going to be maybe one night where Hinders gets it going from three and he plays a ton of minutes. And then the next night, Jackson Peterson is really good defensively. He plays a lot more minutes than normal, and Jackson Johnson. So, they're a very mature group. We'll talk about that when we go over the Skerrigan game that we had last night. But I really like the leadership of the group and then the athleticism overall defensively. There's a lot of different things we can do with the pieces that we have. If we want to go a little bit smaller on the outside and be quick with our pressure looks, whether that's in the full court or half court, or if we want to go big anybody on the court that's 6'2 or above and, you know, try to bother some teams with our length. So there's a multiple looks we can do defensively, and so far so good. We're still trying to tweak some things, but, you know, that's any coach as the season goes along. You're going to constantly be tweaking what you're doing based on who you're playing.
And, Coach, as you mentioned, you guys come out of the Christmas holiday. A couple of games on your schedule. You guys were able to play against Belmont Clemmy on the 3rd, and that was a 67-33 win for your club. What went right there at Belmont?
You know, guys got after it defensively. We kept changing up some looks. Belmont, I know they've been down the last couple of years, but still got some talented players. Tyron Franklin's one of the better guards in our conference. You know, elite quickness, and when he gets downhill and wants to get to the rim, there's not a lot of guys that can stop him. But in that game, what I loved about that game is we got a lot of kids in the game throughout the game, and I think we 12 of 13 kids that entered the game scored. Rylan Barnes, I want to congratulate him. You know, he's had a terrific athletic career, but he went over the 500 career rebound mark in that game with the double-double. Mitchell Smith, I believe, was in double figures, right at 8. Jackson Peterson was really, really good defensively. He had a few assists and, I want to say, 6 steals. So in that game, it was just a good job by all of, you know, finding the open man. One of the things in that game, Evan Hinders got it going in the second half, and it's always neat to watch when the kids are trying to feed the hot hand. So they were doing a good job of trying to find him and set him up, you know, outside the 3-point line and get him good looks. And he rewarded his teammates by cashing in with some of those looks. So a good night overall, and just good to get back playing again on Thursday night.
Coach, we can just talk about that for a moment. I mean, Rylan, that's not an easy feat to get 500 rebounds. So a pretty nice accomplishment there.
Yeah, really nice accomplishment. And, of course, you know, he's been gifted with some size and strength and jumping ability. And but he knows how to play and he knows how to compete, whether it's, you know, you've seen it on the football field, you know, baseball diamond, basketball court. He's a great teammate. He works hard. He commits to working hard in the off season and in the weight room. So, you know, things like that just don't happen because you're 6'4" and big and strong. You got to put in the work, and he's put in the work in the off season to become a better athlete, and really happy for him and excited for him that he was able to get to that mark. I know it means a lot to him. He takes a lot of pride in trying to get to double digit rebounds every night. And so far, I think he's done that 6 of 7 games. He's been over double figures in rebounds. So, you know, he sets the tone for us from a rebounding and defensive perspective, and just happy to see any accolades that go his way. He's earned it.
And Coach, your next game was last night against Bishop Garrigan, in which you were able to find the win 71-59, and a pretty good Bishop Garrigan team, Coach, that you guys kind of took it to at home last night.
Yeah, Garrigan's a much improved basketball team. Just watching their film, you know, they don't have one guy that kind of sticks out that you think, okay, you got to watch out, he's going to go off for 25. They've just got, you know, 7 or 8 guys that you wouldn't be surprised if they get in double figures. So a really high quality team. They've got good length overall. They're not the biggest of team, but they've got a lot of guys that are, you know, 6'1 to 6'3 range. And we executed really well in what we were trying to do defensively, and then offensively we got our transition game out and running, and I believe we were up 12 at the half, if I remember right. But what I was most proud of is in the second half, they made a run right away at the second half, and they actually came back and tied the game at one point in the third quarter. But our kids just showed great maturity and resilience. They just, you know, body language was great, and called a timeout and talked some things over, and then we just slowly stretched the game out after that and closed it out with a nice 12-point victory. But a lot of really good efforts overall. Rylan was 2 assists away from a triple-double. Rhett was in double figures. Mitchell was in double figures with, I believe, 8 rebounds. Jackson Johnson hit a big 3. Caden Harley hit a big 3. We had a lot of really good minutes from a bunch of different guys. Ian Connor, another senior, he came in with that, what we call our big group when we go a little bit longer on the outside, and defensively anchored things inside and did a really, really good job. So we had, I believe, hit 8 threes, and it was by 7 different players in that game last night. So they did a good job of finding the open man and getting a really, really nice win.
Coach Cho, what do the Eagles need to do over the next few weeks as you guys continue the stretch run? You saw before Christmas break, you guys worked on some stuff. Now you've seen after Christmas break. What do the Eagles need to continue to do to keep stacking up these wins?
Yeah, it's kind of tricky now, because now you got, I think this week we go Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday as far as games. So, and I was looking at the calendar, I think we have 15 games left and only 9 practices in the regular season. So it's kind of tricky when you do have that practice time. You also don't want to blow out their legs too much, because you got to save their legs for the games. But, you know, we'll take it one game at a time. The next opponent that's in front of us, we'll put together a game plan for, and hopefully the guys' coach is smart enough to put together a decent game plan to give them a chance, and then we'll try to go out and knock down some shots and execute and come away with the victory that night. But the important thing is just to make sure that, you know, our next focus is Lake Mills on Tuesday. We'll get in and watch some film, get some shots up, put together a plan, and it'd be nice to have a bunch of home games now in the second half, as we only played, last night was our first home game since the opening night of the season. So that's the one benefit of all these makeup games, is we're going to have a ton of home games here in the second half. But I like where the kids are at right now. I like their focus, and you know, if we come out and knock down shots, we'll give ourselves a chance at this thing in the end.
Alrighty, Coach. Well, thanks so much for taking some time with us this morning. We really do appreciate it, and we will wish the Eagles the best of luck over the next few weeks as you guys continue on your schedule.
All right. Thanks, Darren.
That was West Hancock head boys basketball coach Jay Hiscock.